her up or down that road. From the Church of Christ where you got baptized, we could raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. Ooh, hometown home. We can make this hometown home.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News that President Trump is pushing for a personal $230 million payout from the Justice Department as compensation for the federal investigations he's faced.
Well, I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that. Yes, it's true.
That money would ultimately come from American taxpayers. The president now in charge of the department that investigated him for allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and mishandling of classified documents in 2022.
The president's pick to head up the Office of Special Counsel Paul Ingrassia has withdrawn his name after many of his text messages were found to be offensive. Long lines outside the Louvre this morning as the famous museum opened its doors to the public for the first time since the robbery of many of France's crown jewels. The wing they were housed in does remain closed. This is ABC News. Homeland Security officials say a U.S. Marshal and a suspected undocumented immigrant with a criminal record were both shot and wounded during a targeted traffic stop in Los Angeles on Tuesday.
DHS officials say agents used a standard pit maneuver to detain the suspect who had escaped custody in the past. They say this time, when the man rammed a federal vehicle trying to evade arrest, officers opened fire, hitting him in the elbow. A bullet ricocheting into the hand of the U.S. Marshal. Both men were hospitalized. The suspect, a TikToker known as RichardLA18, is an influencer known for capturing video of ICE operations in L.A., even recognized by the city of L.A. for his contributions to the community.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers. In New York, along Canal Street, known for bargains and Chinatown shops, crowds became angry during an immigration crackdown. The raid, part of an operation targeting illegal street vending. People took to the streets, causing a traffic jam at the start of rush hour. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
At approximately 11:58 a.m. on Saturday, October 18th, the Ashland Police Department responded to a report of a possible bomb located in a safety deposit box at the Superior Choice Credit Union. The caller and owner of the safety deposit box reported that there was a bomb that was going to explode. Officers immediately responded to the scene, and the building was safely evacuated as a precaution. The Marathon County Bomb Squad was contacted and responded to assist with the investigation. However, after a thorough examination, it was determined that no explosive device was present and there was no threat to public safety. The deposit box owner was taken into custody and booked into the Ashland County Jail, pending charges of terrorist threats and bomb scares. The Ashland Police Department would like to thank all assisting agencies for their help during this incident. Thursday, November 20th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning wreath making over at the Phillips City Hall. This is one wreath per family, and hot cocoa will be served. A sign-up is required to hold a spot, and that sign-up deadline is Friday, November 14th. To sign up, you can either stop in personally to the Phillips Public Library, or you can call them at 715-339-2868. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 20th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., over at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Lead paint, lead dust, and lead in the water can all have detrimental effects on childhood development. Lisa Hale reports.
This week is National Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, dedicated to educating people about the dangers of lead poisoning, especially in small, developing children.
Lead poisoning does affect children more than adults, particularly children under 6 years of age, because their brain is developing very quickly and it can affect their brain and nervous system.
That's Winnebago County Public Health Nurse Jane Tebon.
So lead poisoning is considered an invisible disease. You don't know your child has lead. But what it can do is, again, it can hurt their brain and nervous system. And they may not show any symptoms at all, but it affects them maybe years down the road when they're in school and they have trouble focusing, learning. And that's when maybe you see some signs of the history of lead poisoning.
Children should be tested for lead exposure at 12 months and 24 months. And anyone with a home built before 1978 should have a lead risk assessment done by their local county public health office. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at monacquacars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her 8 children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by 9 siblings: Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn, formerly of Glidden, died on Friday, October 17th at Ashland Medical Center in Ashland. He is survived by his mother, Charlotte Gwynn, of Glidden, by his brother, Michael Gwynn, of Glidden, by his girlfriend, Kathy Weister, of Washburn, by his good friend, Rod and Roger, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at the Glidden Assembly of God Church in Glidden on Thursday, October 23rd, 11 a.m. Reverend Brock Bredenberg will officiate. Visitation held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn. This is the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich, who passed away on October 12th. Diane is survived by her husband, Craig Malkovich, by her son, Danny Edvold, by her daughter, Donna Malkovich, and further survived by her grandchildren, and by her stepchildren, Michael Malkovich and Deanna Malkovich. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, October 25th, 2 p.m., at the Emory Town Hall located in Phillips. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, we have tournament volleyball going on last night. Most teams in action. Some teams got first-round byes. Rib Lake was one of those teams. They awaited the winner of Lake Holcomb and Bruce, and Lake Holcomb traveled to Bruce and beat them, so Lake Holcomb now goes to Rib Lake on Thursday. Drummond is a 5 seed. They beat Bayfield up in Grandview at home, so Drummond, the 5 seed, now goes to Winter, the 4 seed. Butternut at home last night gets a win over South Shore. Butternut Midget Ladies will now take on Mellon in Mellon on Thursday night in the next round. And Flambeau, the 7 seed, they travel to Mercer and beat them. So 7 seed Mercer now will be a 2 seeded Prentice in the next round of WIAA tournament volleyball action. Phillips girls last night, you heard it right here. We'll have it archived for you a little later. Phillips topping Glenwood City. So Phillips, a 6 seed, will hit the road. Long trip down to Spring Valley. On Thursday, Jeff Hakenham will be there to bring you the call of that contest. On Thursday, the Shawamigan girls, meanwhile, they traveled down to Colfax, and Colfax got the win on that one, so Colfax now advances on to take on Webster in that Division 4 sectional. And Lakeland last night played host to Ashland, 6 versus 11 seed in Lakeland. The number 6 seed advances on, as did number 7, Medford. Lakeland now will go to Wisconsin Dells. Medford, with their win last night at home over Antigo, they'll travel to take on Waupaca in action on Thursday.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light mixed showers. High temperatures only in the mid-40s. A few light mixed showers possible again tonight, otherwise cloudy and breezy with low temperatures all the way down to near 30. Right now, it's 40 degrees. 98 Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can until her mind just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one who swings the hammer,
driving home the nail.
For the one behind the counter,
ringing up the sales.
For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns.
Working together
like spokes inside a wheel,
they keep this country turning around.
Hello,
Kansas, wheat field farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one who drives the big rig
up and down the road.
For the one out in the warehouse
bringing in the load.
For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello,
America. Let me thank you for your time.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun, we can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, to a truck, to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap, take it right back. After them after hours, be your bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you and it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
Travel all across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Mm-hmm. until the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. No, we don't have a lot of money. 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 Travel all across this land, me and you.
All right, the Zach Brown Boys with Free at 98Q Country. 27 after 7. Good Wednesday to you. It is the 22nd day of October. Morning show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios at Aspirus Health. Better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Some good volleyball last night. Yeah, how about the Butternut Lady Midgets took on South Shore. And this thing, 25-19, 25-20, and 25-12. The Lady Midgets took care of business last night. Now, the Loggers, they had a thriller last night. The Loggers win the regional quarterfinal 3-2 over Glenwood City. The games in that were 23-26, 25-14, 25-20, 20-25. Now the final one, the fifth match, is a game to 15, but you got to win by 2. And the Loggers won by 2 eventually, 20-18. What a game last night. And we'll take that audio that Jeff Hakenen put on the radio last night, and we'll archive that for you along with the Shawamigan match at 98qcountry.com. A lot of good stuff, by the way, on that podcast. If you're kind of an on-demand person, and that's kind of the way our society is becoming, we don't want to wait. We want to click and listen. We have the Butternut Haunted House interview we did yesterday, 98qcountry.com, under podcast. The Shawamigan football coach we talked to on Monday, that's there for you. The gray area, the gray and I, dabbled into chats with Mike Clemens, the cross country Merrillwood awards ceremony that we broadcasted live last Thursday from the Shawamigan High School Reality Radio, all kinds of good local stuff on there. So make that a part of your podcast listening at 98qcountry.com, and then click on podcast. There's a slash something, but that's... So 98qcountry.com, and go to podcast, bookmark it, and it'll all be there for you. We are busy. We are distracted today. We are putting together everything for the His House of Hope Day of Giving tomorrow. And we have a really cool link to where you can see all of the items that will be available soon. Not yet, but it's soon. And I'll give you a little preview. If you like to fish... We got a lot of St. Croix rods. St. Croix rods are very generous with this giveaway. We've got some musky rods and reels. I think we have three different ones, in fact, that'll be on up for bid tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It'll be one day only, 6 o'clock tomorrow. The bidding will end. We have a couple of guided fishing. I think we have three guided fishing certificates, actually, available. Nice gift basket from Five Seasons and Phillips. We got a couple of Wisconsin Badger basketball tickets, real good seats for January. 4-day Action City passes. Four of them. 4-day passes, so you can go do what you want there. A really cool Preville Bank donated a chair cooler, all in one. And thanks to Ross's Sports Shop, John Carlson down there, always community-minded, donated a half-day guiding service. So we'll make all these available for you to see. It'll be on our website later today, but tomorrow morning, plan on getting up tomorrow morning and just clicking and looking and getting ready to bid. There'll be some more stuff, too. But that's what we have in there right now. Go to 98qcountry.com, and right on the very front page, you'll see big blue. It says His House of Hope, 98Q Country. You click on there, and when you click on there, that's where you'll find a link to see all of the items that are currently under construction. But there is some good information on there about His House of Hope, and we'll be giving you more of that tomorrow. And thank you to Seed and Water Ministries. They have... they're going to match everything up to $10,000 for His House of Hope. Yeah, great local way to support. Every contribution you make helps His House of Hope continue. It's a vital mission of bringing healing, faith, and transformation to men in our community. And with your help tomorrow, and with the generous matching also, from Seed and Water Ministries, and you're bidding on items, we can create a lasting change, and bring hope where it's needed the most. So 10,000 is the goal. We'll see what happens tomorrow. It's our annual day of giving for His House of Hope. Gearing up for a little more Packer football this weekend. Now that the Brewers are done, we can put all of our attention on that. You're not distracted by Badger football. Badger basketball is getting going, but Badger football, you're not distracted by that. Well, you kind of are, but not in the way that you want to be. And the Packers will be in action on Sunday night, taking on Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Uh-huh, yeah. And we'll have that for you, of course, right here. Your home of the Packers, your home of the Brewers, your home of local sports. We'll be sending Jeff Hakenin on the road down to Spring Valley tomorrow night. He'll be following the Phillips Loggers in round two of tournament volleyball here on 98Q Country. Twice an hour news and sports at 7:33. Let's get you updated.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News that President Trump is pushing for a personal $230 million payout from the Justice Department as compensation for the federal investigations he's faced.
Well, I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that.
That money would ultimately come from American taxpayers. The president, now in charge of the department that investigated him for allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and mishandling of classified documents in 2022.
The president's pick to head up the Office of Special Counsel Paul Ingrassia has withdrawn his name after many of his text messages were found to be offensive. Long lines outside the Louvre this morning as the famous museum opened its doors to the public for the first time since the robbery of many of France's crown jewels. The wing they were housed in does remain closed. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Community Blood Center, or the CBC, is urging local heroes to schedule a life-saving donation as soon as possible after months of urgent need for multiple blood types. As of last Wednesday at 9 a.m., the CBC's inventory dropped to just a 2-day supply of O-positive blood and less than a 2-day supply of O-negative blood on hand. That is well below what is needed to meet anticipated patient needs in the coming days. John Higgins, president and CEO of the Community Blood Center, states, quote, "While O-negative blood is often vital when every second counts because it can be given to any patient in an emergency, all blood types are constantly needed. America's Blood Centers reports only 3% of Americans donate blood each year, despite 65% being eligible. By donating, you truly make a life-saving impact in your community," end quote. Patients rely on generous donors each day to get through surgeries, cancer treatments, life-threatening emergencies, and more. The CBC makes donating blood as convenient as possible with 9 donor centers and about 100 mobile blood drives each month. You can schedule a donation by visiting communityblood.org, using the CBC donor app, or calling 800-280-4102. Saturday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m., it's the Community Fall Festival over in Brantwood, featuring a free meal with brats, hot dogs, barbecues, beans, and dessert. This is taking place over at the Brantwood Community Center over on West 1593 US Highway 8 in Brantwood, and is taking place alongside a quilt raffle and many more prizes. For any questions, you can call Pat at 715-564-2208. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. over in Brantwood. Next year's election for Wisconsin Attorney General looks like it may be a rematch. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
Attorney General Josh Call already announced he's running to keep his seat after speculation he might throw his hat in the ring to become governor. Now, Eric Toney has joined the race. In 2022, he was the GOP nominee for attorney general. Toney has been the district attorney for Fond du Lac County since 2012. He was also the former president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. Toney says his top priorities include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. When Call and Toney ran against one another in 2022, it was a close race. Call won with a 1.3% margin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacuaCars.com.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need, when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic, life is calling. Go with confidence.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Country.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light mixed showers. High temperatures only in the mid-40s. A few light mixed showers possible again tonight, otherwise cloudy and breezy with low temperatures all the way down to near 30. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. 'Cause some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Gunderson. Hometown radio refreshed with 98 Q Country.
Some hell, and Jesse's getting ready.
98 Q Country.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell. Was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out. She ain't back yet. Ain't called home. Turned off the phone. Oh, man. This might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave. But I didn't call cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around? Or the kind that says you had your chance, she ain't coming back? Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little.
Chris, we have a Chris Cagle sighting. Chris Cagle and what kind of gone at 98Q Country. It's some good music. It's a 22nd day of October, and I certainly hope this Wednesday, I know it's Wednesday, but I hope it's a good one for you. Find joy in it however you can. We've got a little rain out there. It's cool. It'll warm back up. I tell you what, the 50s are going to feel pretty good this weekend. Not great, but it'll, you know, better than 40s. Thanks, Joel, for that breakdown of the weather. I'm not a meteorologist, but I play one on the radio. Park Falls American Legion has their 50-50 progressive drawing tonight. Did you see what the jackpot is at for this? Do you want the official total, or do you want me to give you a roundabout estimate? 20, you're going to get the roundabout. That's what you're sensing, right? 22,000-something. Hang on. I'm going to get you the exact amount because this is getting to be pretty exciting. You go on down there, and the drawing's at 7:30. For as little as $5, you could have a chance to take home half of the jackpot. Where are we at here? See, this was on October 15th, which would have been the what? Last Wednesday. So $22,435. That's the jackpot. Someone wins half of it. You draw the card, and you know the whole deal. Go to the Park Falls American Legion Post 182 website if you don't know how it works. It's pretty simple, though. Doors open about 6 or so, and the big drawing will be at 7:30. Someone's going to win half eventually. That's at the Legion tonight. Well, the farmer's market's done. Done for the year. The haunted house gets going tomorrow. We chatted with some of the youngsters and Mrs. Jarosinski with the Butternut School. We did that yesterday, that interview, if you want to listen to it, 98qcountry.com. Tap on podcast. So that gets going tomorrow. runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Halloween weekend, it runs Friday and Saturday. Of course, Fright Fest this weekend here in Park Falls, and Courtney from the Chamber stopping by to talk about that. The Big Chill Hockey Tournament is going on this weekend. First annual Big Chill Hockey Tournament at the Park Falls Rec Arena. So that's a fun event. If you like the, if you like that kind of stuff, you might want to take that in. Events going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for that event. So all that, I'm reading all that right off of our 98qcountry.com/events webpage. Brentwood Fall Fest this weekend. I see they've got free movie night. Free movie night on, what is that, Saturday? Saturday is the free movie night. Sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union. That's going on at the theater here in Park Falls. So all the information, again, 98qcountry.com/events. Big day of giving coming up tomorrow. We are working diligently behind the scenes, getting things all ready for that. Like I said earlier, if you like to fish, we've got some rods, reels, and guided fishing experiences and much more that we will be... It will go live... probably this afternoon. So if you want to check out 98Q, if you're interested in some of the items that we have, you want to check out 98QCountry.com. Right on the front page is a big blue, big His House of Hope. You click on that, and it'll take you, right now it'll take you to all the information about the big day of giving tomorrow, but there will be a link on there that we will, that you'll be able to click on to see all the items that you'll be able to bid on, and you can do that right away. And it's kind of cool. We've upped the technology here. You're going to be able to go in and say, well, you know, I would bid, you know, if it's an item you say, I'd go up to $50 on that. You can set a max bid on that, and a lot of you have probably been on sites that do that, but we're up in the ante just a little bit on that as far as making it convenient for you to support our day of giving tomorrow right here on 98Q Country. We will get to... the news, our twice an hour news update in just a bit, and Reality Radio kicks in just a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value, securities, and investment advice. Services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Are you trying to escape violence and need safe and stable housing? Are you homeless because of violence and need help figuring out your next steps? Embrace Advocates may be able to help. By following the No Wrong Door approach, Embrace ensures survivors will be informed of the housing programs they qualify for and provided with a proper follow-up. If you or someone you know is interested in learning more about Embrace's safe housing and shelter services, call 800-924-0558 or visit embracewi.org. On-call advocates are available 24/7.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
98Q Country.
Sometimes it feels like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day. And we can't slow down, 'cause more is best. It's all an endless process. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye, bye. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here, above the noise in city streets. My worries disappear. Well, I miss a baby sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by. Bye, bye. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road. But I always wake up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white.